855.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor.
An Overland Park, Kansas man who is a former nurse is sentenced for stealing controlled substances from a Johnson County hospital. 32-year-old Alec Ramirez sentenced Monday to 1 year and 6 months in prison, as well as having his nursing license forfeited. Ramirez pleaded guilty in December to one count of tampering with a consumer product and one count of possession of fentanyl. And tragedy struck in Liberal on Monday when a house caught fire in the early morning hours.
The police and fire departments rushed to the scene on Maple Street to find an unconscious woman just inside the door. Tragically, she was pronounced dead at the hospital. Firefighters also found an adult male deceased inside the home after putting out the flames. Authorities are investigating the incident as murders. In a new development, a 25-year-old male has been arrested in Hayne, Texas, in connection with the murders. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reinforces the need for Kansans enrolled in the Kansas Medicaid or CanCare program to keep their contact information updated and to be on the lookout for important information from CanCare in the mail, because eligibility reviews have paused since March of 2020, and they are resuming in April due to changes in federal law. Janet Stanek, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said they are working diligently to provide information to everyone impacted by the ending of the special federal pandemic rules that temporarily paused the re-enrollment process. And their intent at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is to minimize any surprises about coverage and eligibility. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has increased communication with enrollees, healthcare providers, and other stakeholder groups in regular contact with the CanCare enrollee community to share this information. And in addition, CanCare has updated its website to make it easier for people enrolled in Medicaid to update their contact information and complete the verification process. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends that individuals or families that are CanCare members visit the CanCare website and click the red chat bubble in the lower right of your screen, or call 1-800-792-4884 and give the CanCare Clearinghouse your most current address, phone number, or any other contact information that was recently changed. CanCare will let you know when to renew your Kansas Medicaid eligibility, so be on the lookout for your notice in the mail and respond immediately to requests for information. And if you receive a notice in the mail, return the completed renewal form by mail to the address shown on the form. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will continue to provide information on the CanCare homepage. You can complete your renewal online through the Medical Consumer Self-Service Portal after you have created an account in the portal and linked your medical case. And when it's time for you to complete your renewal, log into your account. The option to complete a CanCare review will appear under Access My CanCare. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the 2023 Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the funds for the program are awarded to the agency by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. Specialty crops are defined by the USDA as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. The grant funds are to be granted to projects and organizations to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops by leveraging efforts to market and promote, assisting producers with research and development, expanding availability and access, and addressing local, regional, and national challenges confronting specialty crop producers. Applications will be evaluated by a team of external reviewers. The team will rate proposals on their ability to successfully promote specialty crops in Kansas and make a positive impact on the Kansas economy. Those recommendations will be submitted to the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture, who will make the final awards. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 15th. And for more information, you can download and carefully read the 2023 Kansas Request for Applications from the Kansas Department of Agriculture website, agriculture.ks.gov/specialty-crop. Specialty crop block grant funding from the USDA AMS is awarded to states based on recent value and acreage of specialty crops in the state, and in 2023, Kansas will receive approximately $327,000. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas is grateful to announce that the United Way of Ellis County has allocated $27,000 for the Job Placement Follow-Along Program for fiscal year 2023 budget year. Follow-Along services are provided to individuals who complete DSNWK's Job Placement Program for support to maintain employment and for additional training in the future. DSNWK's Job Placement Follow-Along Program can provide timely support before the individual loses his or her employment and helps reduce the dollars spent on job procurement, training new employees, and unemployment or disability payments. The United Way of Ellis County has also allocated $35,000 to DSNWK's KidLink program for its early intervention services for fiscal year 2023. This program enhances the development of infants and toddlers from birth through the age of 3 with disabilities, minimizing the potential developmental delays, and reduces the educational costs by minimizing the need for special education services. DSNWK would like to thank the United Way of Ellis County and all who give to the United Way for their continued support of people with developmental disabilities. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Doctors on Call airs on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays, and Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from central and western Kansas. Doctors on Call is a live viewer call-in show hosted by Jenna Miller and produced by Smoky Hills PBS, which brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information on their field of expertise. And each week, Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor. The program gives viewers the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show. A schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. And the show today, March 14th, will cover pain management with Dr. Bel Raza Findarabi. To submit questions during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788. The Kansas Kids State Wrestling Tournament was held on March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Stormont Vale Event Center in Topeka, where Norton had 20 wrestlers qualify for state. The The young wrestlers did a great job competing and had a lot of fun, and the top 6 place winners in each weight class received a plaque. The following are the USA WKS 2023 State Folk Style Championship results for Norton. For the HS Boys 215, Colton Stover scored 14 points. HS Boys 285, Corbin Puga placed first and scored 22 team points. AU Girls 70, Chanel Goodner scored 3 team points. AU Boys 55, Bowen Fonenstill scored 14 points. AU Boys 70, Cohen Miller scored 4 team points. AU Boys 95, Jackson Eagleburger placed 4th and scored 15 team points. 12U Girls 65, Caitlin Jones placed 2nd and scored 14 team points. 12U Girls 90, Kaysen Miller placed 1st and scored 26 team points. 12U Boys 110, Luke Clydesdale scored 5 team points. 14U Girls 110, Lorelei Granberry placed 6th and scored 18 points. 14U Girls 136, Haley Fonenstill placed 2nd and scored 19 team points. 14U Boys 90, Caleb Kieswetter placed 3rd and scored 14 team points. 14U Boys 115, Derek Clydesdale placed 5th and scored 10 team points. 14U Boys 125, Jayton Weigel scored 3 team points. And 14U Boys 155, Jarrett Fonestill scored 3 team points. In the team results, Norton placed 32nd and scored 154 team points. Governor Kelly has signed a proclamation designating March Problem Gambling Awareness Month in Kansas. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, in collaboration with the Kansas Coalition on Problem Gambling, recognizes March as Problem Gambling Awareness Month as part of the national campaign held annually, and the 2023 campaign theme is Celebrating 20 Years. Problem gambling is defined as all gambling behavior patterns that compromise, disrupt, or damage personal, family, or vocational pursuits. Approximately 2 million U.S. adults are estimated to meet criteria for severe problem gambling, and another 4 to 6 million meet the criteria for mild or moderate problem gambling. Problem gambling affects thousands of Kansans of all ages, races, and ethnic backgrounds, and can have a significant societal and economic cost for individuals, families, businesses, and communities. Problem Gambling Awareness Month is designed to help raise awareness of the prevention, treatment, and recovery services and harm reduction strategies available to those adversely affected by gambling. To get help for a gambling problem for you or a loved one, you can call the Kansas Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. The call is free and confidential. No-cost treatment is available to problem gamblers and concerned others through the Problem Gambling and Addictions Grant Fund. For more information about problem gambling and the resources available in Kansas, you can visit ksgamblinghelp.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Norton Auto Parts is more than just great service with great parts. They have Traeger grills, spices, and don't forget the all-important pellets in hickory, mesquite, and apple flavors. Traegers turn hardwood fuel into wood-fired creations and ordinary meals into extraordinary opportunities to get together with friends and family. Taste the Traeger difference because your world deserves more flavors. Get it with a new Traeger grill from Norton Auto Parts located 102 North 2nd Street in downtown Norton.
Iron Insurance LLC of Norton, Kansas is stronger together and offering to insure what matters to you. Full service insurance with friendly hometown faces. Whether you're looking for agriculture, homeowners, or auto insurance, they can help you. Stop in at 117 North Kansas or call 785-877-4016. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Iron Insurance LLC of Norton. Stronger together and offering to insure what matters to you.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Last week at the Commodity Classic in Orlando, a considerable amount of discussion was focused on the recent EPA announcement approving the use of E15 renewable fuel for summertime driving, but not going into effect until December of 2024. to say the least. It has not gone over well with groups like the Renewable Fuels Association. Robert White, Vice President of Industry Relations with the Renewable Fuels Association, says bipartisan legislation last year to make permanent year-round sales of E15 got close to being approved, but did not. But it also shows the issues of passing legislation, too.
We have agreement, but you still can't get it done. So we know that as the energy environment starts to heat up, fuel prices are going to go up again. The last thing anyone wants their fingerprints on is something that raises fuel prices. And that's why we're hopeful, again, Governor Kelly will reengage and get back on into the mix with our other governors in the Midwest to and make sure that Kansas is protected from those higher fuel prices, supply crunches, whatever it is that comes down the pike this summer.
White mentioned Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, who had originally signed on with several Midwest governors to allow the summertime use of E15, and then late last year took Kansas off of that list. And there was very little change in the condition of the Kansas winter wheat crop from last week. Latest estimates from National Ag Statistics rates the crop at just 17% good to excellent, unchanged from last week, 31 fair, which is up a percentage point from last week, and 52% poor to very poor, down a point from last week. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Dominey is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Warmer across our state today and again tomorrow, and then we get cooler temperatures and rain coming up late Wednesday and Thursday with a storm system that'll cross Kansas along with a cold front. In the meantime, warm and windy for the Central Plains today. A low-pressure lee trough is setting us up for a couple of dry days, and that'll be followed by some rain and cooler temperatures on Thursday and especially Friday. Tomorrow, we could hit the 70s in our western counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, we have a southerly surface flow over most of the state, and that lee trough in place over eastern Colorado that ensures warmer temperatures today, except for a pocket of cooler air over the northeast counties. Mostly sunny statewide today, just a few occasional clouds. Wind will get gusty in the afternoon, especially in the western high plains at 15 to 25 miles per hour, just breezy elsewhere. Our next storm system is taking shape in northern California. That'll be moving into the Great Basin and the Four Corners before heading our way on Thursday. For the overnight hours, breezy, fair, and not as cold. Our low staying above freezing for the entire state. Looking at Wednesday morning, the trough gets a little stronger off to our west, and that means gusty winds statewide up to 35 miles per hour. We'll be getting sunshine into the 70s in the western high plains and 60s in the eastern counties tomorrow. Our cold front and low get here on Thursday with rain. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-60s with upper 30s and low 40s overnight. North central, mid to upper 50s, and tonight, mid to upper 30s. Upper 40s and low 50s northeast and mid-30s overnight. Mid-60s southwest, tonight we're in the mid-30s. Low to mid-50s south central, mid to upper 30s for the overnight. And southeast, low 50s, and tonight we're in the mid-30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It's coming. More innovation, more flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA Service Center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84.